To the editor. After months of dreary winter weather, the past couple of days have brought a welcome change in North Bay, as the region has been basking in above-average seasonal temperatures. It seems as though the arrival of spring is finally upon us, as evidenced by the flurry of activity along the Cape Paceway. The warmer weather has drawn out locals and visitors alike, who are eager to bike, run, or walk along this scenic route. Even with the North Bay Battalion hockey team making it to the next round of playoffs, it is the arrival of spring that is truly the cause for celebration. For many, the signs of spring are unmistakable. The crocus blooms that pop up in gardens and along sidewalks signal the arrival of new growth and renewal. The running of Chippewa Creek is another sure sign of the season, as the ice and snow that once blocked its path now give way to the rushing waters of spring. And, of course, there are the temperatures themselves, which are a clear indication that winter is on its way out. However, as anyone who has lived in North Bay for any length of time knows, spring can be fickle. It's not uncommon for a warm spell to be followed by a sudden return to colder weather and snow. Some are hesitant to embrace the current warmth, wondering if it is just a cruel tease before winter reasserts itself. It's hard not to be a bit skeptical, given that winter in this part of the world can linger well into April or even May. As the old saying goes, winter is never really over until the last pothole is filled. Despite the uncertainty, there is a palpable sense of excitement in the air as people shed their winter coats and emerge from hibernation. On the Cape Paceway, the scene is particularly vibrant. Cyclists speed by, their bright-colored jerseys a blur against the green and brown of the landscape. Runners pound the pavement, their sneakers hitting the ground in a steady rhythm. Families stroll along, pushing strollers or walking dogs. Even those who are less athletically inclined can enjoy the scenery, which includes sweeping vistas of Lake Nipissing and the surrounding hills. It's not just the Cape Paceway that is seeing an influx of visitors, either. Nipissing and Canadore's campuses are abuzz with activity, as students take advantage of the warm weather to study outside or simply soak up some sun. Some are no doubt taking a break from studying for final exams, while others are simply enjoying a respite from the long, dark winter. Either way, it's hard not to feel a sense of optimism and renewal as the world comes back to life after a long period of dormancy. Of course, it's important to keep things in perspective. While we are enjoying our warm weather with a DQ soft serve ice cream, others are dealing with much more serious weather events. Tragic flooding, ice storms and tornadoes have devastated communities in other parts of Ontario, Quebec or the USA, and we should be grateful that our own region has been spared such devastation. It's a reminder that even as we celebrate the arrival of spring, we should keep in mind those who are struggling in the face of natural disasters. Still, there's no denying that the past few days have been a welcome respite from the winter doldrums. As we enjoy the signs of spring all around us, we can't help but feel a sense of renewal and hope. Whether we are walking along the Cape Paceway, studying outside on Nipissing U or Canadore's residences, or simply enjoying the sunshine in our own backyards, we are reminded that the world is full of beauty and possibility. Winter may not be completely over just yet, but for now, we can revel in the warmth and joy of the season. David Thompson, North Bay.